AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. After months of negotiations with Iran, there may be a breakthrough on one of the thorniest disagreements between Tehran and Washington. Diplomats say technical experts from six world powers and Iran have drawn up a draft document on the pace and timing of sanctions relief for the Islamic Republic in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. Campaigning in New Hampshire, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton said no matter what the outcome is in Vienna, Iran will still be a threat to the region.
They will continue to be the principal state sponsor of terrorism. They will continue to destabilize governments in the region and beyond. They will continue to use their proxies like Hezbollah, and they will continue to be an existential threat to Israel.
It'll be a day to remember in Greece. Voters are deciding whether to accept creditors' proposals for more austerity in exchange for rescue loans or defiantly reject the deal and send a message that they're fed up with years of harsh economic austerity. Americans celebrated 239 years as an independent nation on Saturday with fireworks, parades, and a hot dog contest. The nation's capital was a popular destination for 4th of July festivities.
It was a performance-packed night at a Capitol 4th on the National Mall. Barry Manilow and other big names singing patriotic tunes to a sea of people dressed in red, white, and blue. That audio courtesy of a Capitol 4th PBS. About a mile away at the White House, the president was having a private party with military service member
Violet Ikonova on the party in Washington. This is AP Radio News. Authorities say at least 14 people have been hurt after a deck collapsed at a North Carolina beach house. At least two of the injured reported to be in critical condition. It happened Saturday evening as a family was preparing to take a group photo at the oceanfront home in the Atlantic Beach community of Emerald Isle. There is some good news coming out of the Carolinas. There were no shark attacks on Saturday. Shark expert Samuel Gruber says advice the National Park Service is giving to avoid shark attacks is of dubious scientific value.
Don't swim at night or in dusk. Don't wear jewelry. These are all speculations. They're not based on scientific truisms or on research.
Gruber says there's only one guaranteed way to avoid being bitten by a shark. Don't go in the water. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.